Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Luke is writing about their missionary journey. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So, passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days, and on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. What a marvelous passage of Scripture that affects your life and my life this morning. Now again, as we move into a passage of Scripture, we say, what is the purpose of recording this text? Well, it's just very apparent that the Holy Spirit wanted the conversion of Lydia to be put down in Scripture and to be preserved for us today. Looking beyond that into the Scripture, God's purpose is to reveal how He saves His elect. And this is revealed here in verse 14. Now, we're traveling through the book of Acts very quickly, just picking out certain high spots. So, rightly you may ask, well, Bill, why then did you choose this passage and this text? What is your purpose? My purpose is that the level of our appreciation for our own salvation might be raised. Because appreciation for salvation is the crux and core of living the Christian life. And people who appreciate their salvation are those who grow, those who are dedicated, those who are committed, and those who serve. So it is my hope and prayer that my level of appreciation and your level of appreciation for your conversion and salvation might be sky high this morning. And we might have an experience like Jesse and his friends had in experiencing God. Now then, first of all, let's just consider the event itself, which we read about in detail, and God's planning. Now, see, Lydia is a chosen vessel, predestinated to be saved. Now, how is God going to bring that about? You and I were chosen, predestinated people to be saved. How did God bring it about? Well, think of the planning here. His providence, which means how he actually works in history. He must get Paul and Lydia together. Now, Paul's on a trip. Lydia is probably 200 miles from Thyatira. She's on a trip. And he has to get them together at the same city. Philippi is a big city, full of commerce and travel and everything going on there. And they could have been in the same city and never met each other. I remember one time I had an appointment with a man. We were going to meet at Cocos. And we were both there, but we never saw each other and we missed the appointment. So Paul and Lydia could have been in the same city and not seen each other. So furthermore, he had to get them at the same location, down by the riverside. God's intricate detail and planning. So he has them there, same city, same location, on the same day, the Sabbath day. He got them there together. God accomplished his purpose. Now, you think of God getting Paul there, and let's just reread a couple of things about that. Verse 6, it says, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And Paul might have been saying, well, why? What's the matter with Asia? Well, why don't you go to Asia? Paul says, I don't know. We were told not to. And then they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit didn't permit them. And they don't know why. They just obey. You know, there are a lot of times in our life we can't answer why. What do? You just obey. You just do what's right. If you don't know exactly, you do what seems right. That's what they were doing. So then the Lord gave them definite direction to come to Macedonia. They just obey. And immediately they go. So Paul winds up in this Roman colony, Philippi, center of commerce and trade, Jews and Gentiles. And he is there. Now, what about Lydia? We don't know a lot about her, but she's a seller of purple dye, which was a very popular thing. Purple is the color of royalty, and so she's able to sell her dye, and she goes to Philippi because it's a good marketplace. And so she is there, and God got Paul and Lydia together, the same city, the same location, the same day. Amazing grace of God. Now, the salvation experience. Lydia and Paul are together, so what? Well, God had prepared her heart. And it simply says that she was a worshiper. So there's something going on there with Lydia. She's not yet converted. She's not yet with Christ. But there's something going on. God is stirring her interest in her salvation. And causing her at least to be curious. And to meet with these ladies for prayer. And here comes Paul and his group of men down to this riverside, and they want to hear from these men, and Paul is preaching the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew and to the Gentile. He's not ashamed to do that. And so he's preaching away. And we read in verse 14 that she was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear or heed the things spoken by Paul. The things spoken by Paul is the gospel. The death and resurrection of Christ for the forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life, and the Lord opened her heart. The vital, essential ingredient in anyone's salvation. The Lord must open the heart. And the word would indicate that it was opened up. Opened up to understanding. Opened up to hear. Now, if you're preaching the gospel to 500 people and 5 respond, well, 495 of them heard physically, but they didn't hear spiritually. Their heart was not open. Their mind was not open. Their ears were not open. God selects and elects those for whom he will open hearts. And he had intended to save Lydia. And he made the arrangements, and he did it at the perfect time and the perfect way. He opened up her heart thoroughly to hear and understand the gospel. Have you ever met people who have a mindset, who are closed-minded? They won't hear anything anybody else says. They're not teachable, closed. Well, we're all that way. Everybody enters life that way with regard to the gospel. It's a closed mind and heart set against God and for self and evil. All of us. And Lydia is that way. God is preparing her heart. And now, at this moment in time, God opens her heart. She believes and understands. Now, what does that take for God to break through? Did you ever hear of a strong-willed child? We're all strong-willed. It just comes out in different ways. We're all strong-willed against God in our depravity. What does that take, then, for us to be saved? A human whim or decision, or to say, oh, I guess I'll believe, or, you know. No, it takes a violent, powerful invasion of our being. God must come, plow deeply, break up sin, open our will to him, open these deaf ears, these blind eyes, and create faith in us. That's what it takes. What a great thing that happens to believers. We are in spiritual death. Spiritual life only comes from God. We are spiritually deaf. spiritual hearing only comes from God. We need regeneration. We need new birth. And the Holy Spirit here comes to Lydia in the perfect way, at the perfect timing in her life. Now the Lord causes a willing response. His regeneration is so powerful that he can make the unwilling willing. And that's where we are here this morning. She heard with faith, and she responded. And she is eagerly sharing with her household and wants to be taught and to grow in the Christian faith. The Lord causes a willing response. So you and I can be here this morning and say to anyone, I willingly, lovingly, wholeheartedly believe in Jesus Christ. That's where I am. I'm here. He did that. And I'm believing and I'm exercising the faith that he gave me. So we have this tremendous event of God's predestination, God's providence, God's leading Paul, God's leading Lydia, and the event of her conversion. How wonderful that is. We who believe have had the same experience in many ways. Same ingredients in many ways, some things different. We don't all have the same dramatic circumstances. Some of you may have been saved as a child or very young, some not. Every one of us were chosen and predestined, and the providence of God was made real in our lives, our hearts were open, we were regenerated. I had a dramatic conversion at mid-20s. Debbie, our daughter, will say to you that she was saved at 5 years old and she's never doubted that or turned from it. So there are different things. But it's all here. We went down to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. All of this is in the context of a prayer meeting. Your salvation and my salvation was in the context of a prayer meeting that we might not even know of. Probably in heaven you're going to find people who prayed for you. You didn't even know. And so this should encourage us in prayer. Are there people about whom you are concerned for their salvation? Never, ever give up. Elijah went up in the mountain to pray for rain. Came back, no rain. The Lord said, keep going. 7 times. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let's be a church who prays, a group of people who pray, and pray in our loved ones, our family and friends into the kingdom of God. As we close this morning, if there are those for whom you are concerned, please lead us in prayer. We join with you for God's saving grace in their lives.